Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Dolphin Show, we're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Hour number 2 of 3 here on this, it's Wednesday, right, Anthony?
I thought today was Thursday.
What day is today? It's Wednesday, right?
Yeah. It's Wednesday.
Okay. I just had a mini heart attack because I thought it was Tuesday. Everybody.
Oh, yeah, that would have been bad.
It's Wednesday. I know what time it is. It's 5 o'clock because it's time. For Not My Beat.
Today's top story from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not My Beat.
JP Finley was in Ashburn today, as he tends to be when there are things happening out there. JP, I'm sorry if I also gave you a heart attack on what day of the week it was. When it's football season, I know. When it's not football season, it's just another day of the week.
I know the feeling. It's Friday for me, though. I'm actually off the next 2 days.
Oh.
So, Wednesday to some, Friday to me.
Yeah, well, congratulations. Had we known that, Anthony probably would have played you in with Rebecca Black's Friday. That's kind of a tradition on this very silly show of ours. So, I don't know. Anthony, does that mean are we going to play JP out with Friday?
Yes, I will.
Okay, so you have that to look forward to.
I'm feeling the wrecking ball. I feel like I have wrecking ball energy at times.
You know, JP, self-scouting is important, and that's what I have to say about that. All right, let's get to the news of the day from out where you were in Ashburn, minicamp day 2, and the headline is scary, man. It's like Noah Brown carted off, and then you hear some of the details that like he walked to a cart and then was brought up. So what happened as much as you saw with the Noah Brown situation, and then what have you been able to find out about the seriousness of it?
Yeah, man, I mean, my spidey senses aren't great on this, but we don't know anything. And I think it's imperative to start there, that Dan Quinn's going to address the media tomorrow after practice, and we'll find out something, presumably, then. But we know clearly was hurt. Then he gets on the cart. The weird part, the part that makes this extra weird, I would say, was he's on the cart up to the locker room, and then he lets out, like, an audible yell. And you don't know if he was frustrated. There's also this little, like, speed bump thing from where the cart kind of gets all the way up into the locker room. And it might have been just going over that, whatever the injury was. If there's a big bump, it's going to hurt your injury more. Could have just been frustrated. Could have been mad at the driver for going too fast. But, Bob, you and I have been there enough. I almost find it a little bit weird that they took the cart into the little hallway area, the outdoor hallway area that goes to the locker room. Like, I mean, you're talking 10 feet to pull that thing in rather than just, like, have him walk that part. I don't know, man. It doesn't seem good. And unfortunately for Noah, I mean, this is kind of the story of his career is unfortunate injuries at times. I'm going to try to just wait for DQ and see what we hear, but it doesn't seem right. But, dude, everybody, the speculation that kind of starts happening among all the reporters on the sideline had a lot of variance to it, and none of us are doctors, and nobody saw once he got inside. So I don't know, man. But it didn't seem great, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that he was like, I'd prefer a ride versus I'll walk up. Most football players will walk if they can. They're not quite hockey players, but they're pretty tough. And so they're going to walk up.
It is a pretty steep hill.
Yeah. Like, I'd be like, hell yeah, hey, I'm healthy. Give me a ride. But that's me. You know, so we'll have to see. I think what it is, though, JP, whether this particular injury is something that keep, I mean, for all we know, he's there for day one of training camp. For all we know, he's out there tomorrow on this little mini day that they're having. So we don't know. But what it does do is kind of shock the system. And then you combine that with the fact that Gallup hasn't been out there the last couple of days with hamstrings. And it does make you kind of think about the volatility injury-wise of this receiver room. Is there, like, when you think of it through that lens of like, okay, even if this isn't something, how prepared are they to withstand some kind of injury in that receiver room? Do you feel good about the group that they have behind, let's say, Terry and Debo and that next swath of guys? Or are you looking out there being like, man, this gets real thin real fast?
Well, that's a great question. And I think it's important. Like, I don't think this Noah Brown situation is going to impact the Terry situation. I think Terry's getting done regardless, and I don't think Noah can drive that market one way or another. To answer your question directly, I would say no, I'm not worried about the receiver room, but I think it's more of a tribute to Jaden Daniels than necessarily what they've put together. Remember, I mean, they lost Noah Brown the final five games last year? I want to say it was in the last month, but
yeah, it was.
They won two playoff games without Noah Brown active. You know, like Noah Brown's a good player. He is super tough and committed, and is able to really drive off defensive backs and gets those pass interference calls. Aren't randomly happening. It's because he forces his body. You don't want to lose him. Like the Gallup thing. Gallup wasn't in the league last year, and his health has long been a question. I can't imagine they were counting on Gallup. That's a bonus if he gives you something. One guy that I thought has looked impressive through a couple days now is Luke McCaffrey. He talked about how the game has sped up for him. You know, he's that much more removed from being a quarterback. He's had one full year playing in the NFL. I think, like, because of the McLaurin contract situation and adding Debo, like, Luke is, like, not exactly a topic of conversation, but he's still a pretty sick athlete that ideally can get open and start making a difference. But, you know, you don't have Deami, you don't have OZ. So, yeah, it is – that receiver room has turned over a lot. But as long as Terry's back and then you have Debo, I mean, those are two elite players. So, I wouldn't say I'm worried about the room.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. And there's a couple guys that have kind of flashed a little bit. This Strachan dude's real big and long and lanky. He's made a couple plays. Moore, the guy who's going into his 10th year, and everyone's like, who is he? He's an NFL player. And like, if you tell me he's this year's Olamide Zaccheaus, I'd be like, okay, sure, why not? And that's the thing, I think, when you have a guy like Jaden, JP, is like, he can make, as long as you meet the threshold of NFL player, Jaden Daniels can make you look pretty good. And I think that is also probably, to switch gears slightly here, does impact the Terry negotiations. It's like, you know, if you're the team, you're like, yeah, man, you had a career year, but it's because of five. And if I'm Terry's people, I'm being like, yeah, you want to know why Jaden was able to come into the NFL and be awesome? Because my guy was there, because Terry was incredible last year. Where do you think these negotiations sit, and do you think that this gets done before or during training camp?
I think before. I think if it doesn't get done before, then you've got a problem. But until training camp, I don't think you have a problem. If that tracks.
Yeah, it does, but I think it's worth double-clicking on that for the audience for a second. Like, when we say a problem, like, let's say it doesn't get done before camp and it gets done 10 days into camp. What problems are we talking about there?
I think it really helps that, especially for a talented wide receiver, Terry is extremely mature and, like, not a diva, not going to take this to social media, just not that kind of person. I think there are other players where you probably see that stuff happening. I mean, heck, remember Brandon Ayuk this time last summer?
Oh, yes.
How incredibly annoying and crazy that situation was. So I really think, I mean, this is the exact same timeline of the last deal he signed. In 22, he missed a lot of it too. He missed some of OTAs, accident the OTAs he missed were the days we were there, because he was there plenty, you know. But him not being there when we're there makes all of us talk about, hey, Terry's not here, and it kind of gets the point across. And if you go back to 22, he also missed minicamp, and then he signed a new deal on July 6th. I think if you listen to Dan Quinn yesterday talk about Terry, saying, you know, sometimes football and business intersect, but we know who Terry is. He's a fantastic teammate, fantastic player. Like, I think the team certainly wants to get this done. I think it gets done. Well, why I say a problem is if you get to training camp, that's when it becomes a level of, like, how hard is the player going to go here? Because if the issue is not having guaranteed money on your contract, you get to training camp. I mean, heck, we saw with Noah Brown today. Like, injuries become a real thing. And that is when things change significantly, is if it gets to camp and it lingers. And maybe they do get a deal done 10 days into camp and everybody's hunky-dory. You know, you and I work on contracts. Obviously the dollar figures are quite different. But there are some inherent, like, friction points and frustrations when you have contracts to get done. And McLaurin, to me, is just using leverage while he has it. But, like, if you get to camp and it's not done, and then you're concerned about injuries, I mean, you see more and more guys holding in it now, and it's not in Terry's character whatsoever to be, like, a distraction. But if Terry's on the sideline not practicing, you know, the media's job becomes asking the other guys, hey, what's it like? Is it weird seeing Terry over there and not going? And by and large, NFL players are pro athletes and understand the deal, but, like, it just continues to become a bigger and bigger thing. Like, it, you know, a snowball going down a hill gaining some snow.
Totally. And it's as much an opportunity cost thing, right? It's like, if we're not spending our energy on this, what could we be spending it on? And
right,
with a
right,
guy
right,
like
right.
Terry, he's not going to actively fracture the locker room or anything like that, but he's just kind of lingering, and there is some intangible effect on it. And not to mention, do you wind up starting a little bit slower? I mean, it's weird because last year, I think Chase held in, right, in Cincinnati, and then he won the triple crown, but also the Bengals started really slow. So, like, I don't know what to make of that. And be like, hey, yeah, if you're going to have Jamar Chase this season, hell yeah, hold in, get your money, and then go out and win the triple crown. But it just... it's not how they want to do business. They want everybody rolling the same direction. Pick your analogy. We know that's how Quinn wants it. And every day that Terry's not on the boat is less than ideal.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ideal. All right, JP Finley's with us. Of course, B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You can catch him weekdays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., except for tomorrow and Friday, because he's off. Also catch him on NBC4. All right, Marshawn Lattimore. He spoke today. It was interesting to hear him talk about, like, yeah, I was definitely hurt last year, tried to play through it, obviously didn't go great. What'd you make of what he said, and what have you made of him and what you've seen the last 2 days?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the Noah Brown injury is the headline, but I think Marshawn's words and how about this? I think Marshawn being healthy is more impactful.
Yeah.
Like, if Lattimore is good and can give you a solid season, and then I really like Trey Amos, I think Mikey Sammerstill put enough on, like, who's not excited for year two of Sammerstill? If you get 15 games of lockdown corner from Lattimore, all of a sudden the secondary is a strength and the defense looks so much better. So I thought it was really encouraging talking to Marshawn. I thought he showed he doesn't strike me as a dude that loves doing media, but he showed a real level of honesty and, like, even vulnerability today that I was pretty impressed by. And I think Lattimore is absolutely loved by players and coaches, and I think we saw, like, a snapshot of why today. Now, listen, if you got lingering hamstring issues and you can run well in June, but in October you got problems, the vulnerability and honesty doesn't really matter. But this is one the Commanders are leaning on their docs on this. They think they can figure this out. And if they're right, it's a big bonus to this defense.
For sure. Did he talk at all today, JP, about why he just showed up for the mandatory portion and kind of what he's been working on in the meantime when he wasn't there for the voluntary portion?
Not while I was there, but there were like – I mean, you know how it gets. There were multiple things. Yeah,
they went double scrum on you today, which is really a reporter's worst nightmare.
Well, double scrum, and you could get players coming off the field, and Revo wasn't at a podium, and Revo just got the contract extension, and I wanted to get that. So we were pulled a lot of directions. So if he did address it, I didn't hear it.
All right, fair enough. Anthony, bookmark if Marshawn Lattimore said anything about missing the voluntary portion and the sound that we got.
My guess is, though, He didn't, and I don't even – my guess is he wasn't asked. Like, I just – you know, I was working out at home. Like, I don't think there's anything to it, you know?
I mean, I guess, but I know this has been a topic of conversation that we've been having on the show, and, like, Logan and I have been talking about it on and off the air as well. Of it's such a weird thing because on a principle level, any guy is allowed to miss. They are voluntary. That is negotiated by the NFLPA. If they have a plan and they're ready and they show up in mandatory camp and they do what they're supposed to do, they show up at training camp and they ball out, do whatever you want. But it does feel like there's almost an unwritten rule of who is and isn't allowed to miss. And it feels like based off his play the last couple of years, Lattimore is more along those lines. And the other thing that I thought Logan said on Take Command that was super interesting was, you know, when Logan got to Atlanta in 20, whatever that was, 16, 17, when he played for Dan, football had not been fun for a couple years from him. They had some bad years here in Washington. He was in Chicago, and they were the worst offense in the league. And he goes to Atlanta, and he's like, Dan made football fun again. And it feels like for Marshawn, after these injuries and whatever, just being around this energy would be good for him. And so that's the, like, kind of what I would want to know is, like, hey, man, why, like, what's it been like to be around these guys? And, you know, was there any thought of coming to be a part of this during the voluntary portion, even though you've had a plan that's worked for you for the last couple of years, and see if he would answer it that way, you know?
Yeah, I think that is that's a fair question, especially the way you're framing it with making football fun. Because, I mean, Lattimore was clearly unhappy in New Orleans. I think that situation had gone super sideways. So, I mean, that's a relevant point. I get people have questions about it, right? I think it's just the nature of it's just the business of football. And maybe that sounds like a catch-all, but it's I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, that's they start talking about business, and there's only so much following up you can do. All right, wrapping up here with J.P. Finley on The Hoffman Show. They've got this, you know, family day, shorter practice, whatever they're going to do tomorrow, and then it's hold your breath season across the NFL. You don't want any news. I guess this team wants a Terry contract done. Outside of that, you don't want any news, and then you're going into training camp. But there are still some names floating out there. Do you think Washington, the obligatory question here, JP, do you think Washington makes any significant, and I'll let you define significant roster move between now and the opening of training camp outside of signing Terry McLaurin to an extension?
I lean no. You mean like trading for Hendrickson or something like that?
It could be trading for Hendrickson, trading for Ramsey. You know, I guess Dobbins and Chubb are now off the market. So there, I don't know if there's any free agents left that you would deem significant.
A roster move that headlines SportsCenter or something.
I would say headline SportsCenter and or like they sign someone who's going to play real snaps for them.
The real snaps thing could be different because I still think we could see releases. And I mean, dude, they signed Noah Brown like September 1st, and he played a ton for them.
Well, sure.
So I think I think there still could be signings that end up mattering a lot. But I don't know. But, like, if you're Washington at this point, like, if you wanted Hendrickson, you know, they called about it. I don't know what Cincy's going to do there. And then, like, T.J. Watt, I don't think so, but I don't know. I wouldn't say definitively, but I don't think there's another SportsCenter headline move coming.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I feel like they like their roster better than the outside does. And the outside does. It's funny because even the outside, people are like, I don't know. I'm not buying Washington's offseason. All right, well, who do you like in the NFC? Well, Philly, obviously. And then I like Washington. And I'm like, what right. What are you people saying? We have the whole summer to figure that out. JP Finley, B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Check out the podcast from earlier today. If you'd like. And then, of course, also speaking of podcast, the Beltway Football Show with he and our guy Mitch Tischler and NBC4. You can catch him there, including the All Ears Show. So check that out. JP, enjoy your off days, sir, and thanks for the time.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, right. No problem.
JP Finley with us here on the Hoffman Show. When we get back, 5:30, we talk to JP's colleague at NBC4, Mark Seagraves. He was thrown out of a meeting. City Council was discussing the RFK funding situation. Mark was like, hi, hello, I'm here to do my job. And they're like, no, you're not. That video going around the interwebs. Mark has been reporting on all the RFK stuff. And now the question really that Mark was trying to answer and we're all trying to answer, and hopefully Mark has some answers, is City Council about to put this whole deal at risk? And if they do, would DC and the Commanders have a deal? Or are they, would the Commanders say, nope, we're going back to Maryland because we can't get this thing done on time? Is this do or die for the Commanders and RFK? We discuss with Mark Seagraves from NBC4 next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.